Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're talking fishing with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Talking calicos and yellowtail and more.
It's biting, man. We're having a good time. That local fishing has just been so good this year with the islands and local and everything in between. Hearing about those big giant ones that Drew and the Queen is catching. We're having a lot of fun this morning, and we want you to be a part of it, man. Come join us. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. It's a great opportunity to talk to Captain Fred Huber. If you want to give us a call, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the best way to do it. It's our local line. It is open right now. Again, 858-457-1090. As always, you can get us on our toll-free number. It's totally packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots in this second hour. If you want to get through on the toll-free number, that one is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing this morning, we're also giving away a great prize. We've been talking about the great Daily Double all morning, and somebody's going to get to go fishing. We're giving away a fishing trip for two aboard the Daily Double. It's a half-day trip. 4-2 at a Point Loma Sport Fishing includes all the tackle if you need it. It's a really cool prize if somebody's going to get in on this great bass fishing that's going on this year.
Indeed. Time for the catch report.
You got it, man. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting today. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is such a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. Once you try them, I guarantee you'll be hooked. Nobody does it like Fisherman's Processing. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. And let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete.
Mark.
Everybody here. So, we're about ready to check off July here. Is there nothing short of fantastic? Summer season continues rolling on. There's so much going on right now, so I'm going to hit a few highlights here. Catawina. That island's loaded with yellowtails right now, front side, back side, east, west, whatever, doesn't matter, just lots of fish around, mostly small to mediums, and sardines are working good, trolling over Apollo's working good, but to get that tanker-grade fish that is mixed in, there's plenty of, you know, 20-plus in there, but best way there, so troll a big mackerel. Santa Barbara Island, good conditions up there at the island, but mostly just small yellows this week, nothing really exciting, a good codding, though. At San Nicolas, nice weather here these last few days, excellent cod fishing, and very good fishing on nice gray yellows yesterday. That island's looking good, and it's usually at this time of year that thing gets going. Wouldn't be surprised if they find some good sea bass to go along with it. At San Clemente Island, still some yellows there, excellent calico bass fishing in the kelp, but definitely slower than it's been, but I would be keeping an eye on that island because it's not going to be very long before some of that yellowfin is going to be available right around the island and then fishing the shorelines like it's been the last couple years. And then locally, still status quo, very good summertime fishing for our inshore species, but I'm going to head offshore here because once again, another outstanding week. We're seeing the water transition into the full summertime mode here. You know, things are changing fast, how that water's moving around, and it's evidenced by this increased yellowfin tuna that we've been watching. It's marching right up the beach, was off kind of like right out in front of Ensenada just a little bit ago, and it's rolling right up the beach fast here. I just got an early morning update from Danny just a few minutes ago there. Good stops this morning, only 35 miles from the point, guys. That's between like the 425 and the upper hidden in there. That's full size fish, you know, 12 to 20s like that. And they're a little twitchy. I mean, it's not biting wide open by any means. Light line, small hook, and a hot bait is the answer for that nice yellowfin tuna. And then there's those bluefin. You know, they went MIA for a couple days here midweek, back up and biting again yesterday. At least four fish over 200 pounds caught yesterday. That's over 200 pounds. That's insane. We got world-class angling right here in our backyards, guys, but get your heavy tackle, and I'd go fishing.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd go fishing too, Mark, for sure. Well, I know fishdope.com, those guys have been on the spot with everything from the Channel Islands to Catalina, San Clemente Island, Bluefin, Coronado Islands, Yellowtail. They have it all at fishdope.com, and it's only $169 a year. A year, 365 days to get all this information, 724 every day. And but wait, there's more. For 20, you get a $20 discount if you're a new member to fishdope.com with the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, get your heavy tackle and go fishing.
Go
man.
Fishing.
Crazy good opportunity around.
Indeed. May never happen again.
Seriously.
We'll do it. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
You got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
See you, Mark. Let's head on now over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Awesome. Good morning.
Well, I think you just got a taste of what's going on here. Very good fishing. You know, what you'd expect for the middle of summer with some really nice weather to get some really nice fishing along with that. Half-day trips, really catching some good calico bass. Probably some of the better calico bass we've seen since that size line went up there. I talked about that in the past. Catching a lot of good-sized calico bass. These are all ones in the counter 14 inches or bigger, but there's some that are way bigger than that. Lots of calico bass, and you know how good the calico bass fishing is? I actually went out Tuesday and caught a couple of them.
You
myself.
Did not. Come on.
I actually caught a couple
here.
Of them.
No so. Way. You went fishing?
I know, you know, it's amazing. And the fish kept biting. I didn't kill the bite, so that's
wow.
how good it is.
Boy,
that's
it is
how good
really
it is.
Good. Marcos
that,
on
that,
radio.
That is, yeah.
Hey, do you realize that? If Marcos on the radio, Fred, goes fishing and he catches fish, that means it's really
it is,
on.
It is happening.
Yeah.
That's like Bob Fletcher going on a three-quarter day and catching yellowtail
exactly.
and the bite's still happening.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah,
same
thing.
Serious mass of fish.
And then they're also, you know, on those half days, they're still picking away at yellowtail there. Catching a couple here and there, 15 one of those afternoons, 5 and the like there. So calico bass and yellowtail on the half day there, the twilight, very similar fishing. So if you can't make it out there in the day or you just want to come after work and forget going to the bar and doing half hour, go out in the twilight and catch some yellowtail and bonita, barracuda, calico bass, good fishing there. It's 3/4 day, Boog's still fishing down there at the islands, lots of yellowtail, lots of calico bass on there also. He's been having some great fishing. Not having that offshore yellowfin fishing that we've been seeing the last few years, but can't expect that all the time, and that was a really special thing there. Not to say that won't happen, but right now you still can't go wrong with all those yellowtail and calico bass on there. Those overnight boats are seeing yellowfin, a few dorado mixed in here and there, some yellowtail also on those trips. So good fishing all around. If you don't want to deal with that hot weather inland, you know, 90, 95, you'd rather go out on the boat and get some fishing in, definitely the time to do that. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there. Half day, twilight, 3/4 day, those 1 days, longer trips, all up there. You can make reservations straight online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always stop by and visit, stop and get a Rock Cod Rick Rex burrito, and then visit the best tackle shop in San Diego.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. Get that burrito, the second best shop in San Diego, and check it out. Have a good time. Marcos, great report. As always, really good fishing going on right now, and I'm glad you got out and got a little sample of it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Marcos. Great report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, let's head down to the Baja. Sport Fishing Financials, Mr. Rick Jensen with the Northern Baja Fish Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Rick.
Hey, we'll start down in Mulegé where things kind of staying the same. A little sales there, a little bit of sales there, and decent numbers of marlin coming through. And like Cass talked about, most of Dorado showing up in the whole region have been pretty small, but a couple of smaller Dorado there. Got a report from Bahia Asuncion where there's usually a lot of upwelling and some wind this time of year, you know, kind of near Cedros. Water's up over 70. And the 20 to 30-pound yellowtail are showing up, and the kids and the community people fishing off the pier and the beach have been doing well in calicos and halibut. There's some drop-offs on the point there where you can catch even yellowtail off the rock. So some of that near-shore stuff has been fun at Asuncion. Up at Cedros, like Rick said, I guess the calicos are going good. I guess also Jeff at Cedros Tackle and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks were doing a kayaking trip with some of the listeners, and they reported the same, a lot of that good 6.5-pound bass and also some yellowtail on bait up at Punta Norte. Bay of LA continues to be strong on yellowtail. El Soledad fish from 10 to 20 pounds out of Los Machos, 20 to 30 pound fish have been the norm. Few Cabrilla coming to the dock, and the bait has been easy to make, so no problems with bait and lots of fish around there. Up at San Quintin, nice numbers of quality yellowtail on surface iron and live bait, so continues strong there on the yellowtail. Big, nice fish and good numbers. Up at Ensenada, as we heard from the local guys there, they're heading down that way, and the yellowfin are there, up to 20 pounds, you know, school fish, but some 20-pounders mixed in. The yellowtail are there also on the patty, some small guys all the way up to 30 pounds, still starting to show. And the big catch, the big report of the week was a Dorado there up over 35 pounds. So some of the bigger fish may move up our way. Little Dorado reported everywhere else, but that's a exciting sign to hear a 35-pounder that close up in Ensenada. Coronado's yellowtail fishing continues steady, as we heard, and I think a lot of fish are settling in there, so... Up and down the coast, great fishing to be had. Get out there.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Sounds good. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. And if somebody wants a fish report, wants to go fishing with you, or wants some good, sound financial advice, how do we find you, Rick?
On the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, and on the phone line, 949-481-1807. I'll be on the road in Baja for the next couple shows, and if I get a chance where I can call in, I'll give you a report from on the water on the peninsula.
All right. Have safe travels, Rick, and we'll talk to you very soon. Appreciate the call this morning.
That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. Again, it was sponsored by Terrafin. See surface temperature charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now that they've got Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information will be right there for you. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. And cool thing about Terrafin Mobile, it's free. Your yearly subscription to Terrafin includes Terrafin Mobile. It's an awesome app.
So cool. Download it on your iPad. You have the exact water chart from that morning sitting right there.
Use it every time we go. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Fred.
They definitely want to do that because they are solidly packed up. Talking to Wayne. He's calling us from Orange County this morning. Good morning, Wayne. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Wayne.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Interested about Mexican fishing licenses and places to fish off the shoreline close to San Diego down along the Baja Peninsula.
So how to obtain a Mexican fishing license?
Yeah, well, how much do they cost? Or where would you purchase a Mexican fishing license? And then where along the Mexican Peninsula would you recommend?
You're in Orange County. I'd go to Longfin,
yep,
right there in Orange, and they have Mexican fishing licenses right there at the Longfin. But if I'm not mistaken, I don't think you need a license in Mexico to fish from the beach.
You are definitely correct about that. You do not need a license fishing from the shore in Mexico.
If you're on a boat, yes, you do.
Right.
If you're on a pier, yes, you do. But on the beach in Mexico, you do not need a Mexican fishing license.
Excellent advice. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks for the call, Wayne. Appreciate that.
All right. How about we next up talk to Jack? He's calling us from Ontario this morning. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Jack.
Hey, I got a question. I want to take my niece on the half day on the Daily Double. You guys have talked it up so much. I'm excited. I want to try it, but I'm worried about the parking down there for her and you know, is it a long walk or is it, what's the parking situation down there?
You know, the port went through and they redid the parking down there, and so far it's been pretty tame. It's not a horrible walk. The area next door to Fisherman's and Pizza Nova, if you're familiar with the area, they put quite a bit of 72-hour parking in there.
And it's still free.
Yeah, free. And then across the street from that, you know, I'll drive down when I come in the morning. I'll make a sweep, and if what's on the Pizza Nova side is full, you know, you can kind of eyeball it as you're going down North Harbor Drive. If that's full, then you go to the other side of the street, and there's the ginormous lot there where the Westies used to be, or Dixie Line. And that used to be a paid lot. That's now a free lot.
And there's a crosswalk to cross, which is nice.
They put a traffic light in there. It's safe. Nobody's been hurt there. And it's a little bit of a walk, but, you know, you go straight across, cross with a light. You got a traffic light. You go straight across. You walk right to the water, and now you're walking by.
Right and head for the
one, yeah. One block.
Yeah.
It's one block.
So
that's
you're being.
That's the worst case scenario, yeah, parking lot.
Yeah. My worst case scenario, I actually get a tiny little bit of exercise. It's not,
yeah,
it's not as much as I need, but.
Not
so,
mention,
okay. So, and you're being nice, Fred. I'm not going to let the Port of San Diego off the hook so easy. The Port of San Diego has made a whole bunch of two-hour parking spots that needs to stop.
I agree, man.
They are sitting there empty when somebody, the sport fishing fleet produces more money for the Port of San Diego than most of the people along the beach there. And they need to stop that two-hour parking baloney.
Yeah.
I'd like to use another word, but I'm not going to. And so we need to communicate to the Port of San Diego that, you know, they don't need 200 two-hour parking spots for the restaurants there. Ask Charlie at Pizza Nova. Ask the guys. They don't need them.
Yeah.
They don't need that much parking. Give it to the Sport Fishing Landing. Make them a 72-hour spot and make it easier for guys on the weekend to find a spot to park.
I would say that the parking right now is the best that it has been in a long time.
Absolutely.
And with very little effort on the port's half, it could be tenfold better.
Absolutely.
Better still. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yep,
the best it's been, but it could be so much easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So communicate to the Port of San Diego. I hope they're listening.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
get
good, real.
Man. I'd say Pete Gray for president.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Come on, man.
Don't worry about it. Bring your daughter fishing.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I will.
There
then,
is
guys.
Plenty of parking.
Only
you will have a good
been,
time going fishing there. All right. Fred's being politically
right on.
Correct.
But it's, yeah. And, the, you know, like, the one thing we didn't mention, because I know Jack said he was from out of the area. Let's not forget, too, there is a giant parking lot at Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, in the summertime, it
yeah,
gets full
forget.
Like anything else does. But, I mean, you know, assuming that there's a spot for you, you pull up literally in front of the
yeah.
boat. We were all just talking about alternate scenarios other than the main parking lot itself. Plenty
yeah.
of parking. Come down. Go catch some bass.
Yeah, for sure. Bring your daughter down, Jack. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head up to Whalers Cove Lodge, where there is no parking issue at Whalers Cove, because it's on an island, and you have to fly there or boat there. And then we have
no
John on the line.
Here.
Good morning,
no
John.
Issues here. Good morning. Hey, we're seeing some really nice fish. In fact, yesterday somebody caught a 79-inch halibut and released it.
Whoa.
And released it. That's a big one. That's about a 268.
Woo.
Could have been might have been a little bigger because it was super, super fat. One of the captains reported that this gal that hooked it, Heather, she fought that thing for 45 minutes, and at first they thought it was the bottom. It was so big, and it finally came up, and big, big fish. And, of course, we've had a lot of big fish, a lot of big halibut released, and halibut fishing continues to be really good. We had a 17.5-pound coho, which is an absolute monster,
wow.
Several 12s and 13s, and we had a 35-pound king this last week. So.
Sweet.
Jeez.
That's good
all
fishing, man.
Good.
Good, good fishing at Whalers Cove. And Ricky is just days away
right.
from going to Whalers Cove, just about 2 weeks away.
2 weeks.
Before you're going to head for Whalers Cove, I believe 2 weeks from yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're headed for Whalers Cove for the 3-day, and I'll be following them for the 4-day with our group of listeners up there. And, you know, I had some questions, John, about our 2017 schedule. It's up on our website now, hookup1090.com. If you go to the trips page and you want to sign up for Whalers Cove 2017, the dates, the details are all up there. And I also want to take our hats off to Jay, your office guy there. The new office guy is so awesome, John, and you know it. He keeps things together so well.
Oh, he is. He's quite fun to be around as well. But just keep in mind, we're already about 75% booked for our next year, so they're going fast. I mean, it's a popular, popular place. And if anybody wants to make their reservation now or see what's available, they can call 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or just go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com.
All right. Great job, John. We'll see you very soon, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks,
John,
for the call. Pete Ciccoloni from Kustler Yachts is on the line, and Pete's got a big, big announcement. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Pete?
Fred?
Darn it. So what's the big announcement
got me
from
all
Kustler,
fired up here.
Kustler
going
Yachts,
on?
Man?
What's
going on at Kustler?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on, but the big news is we're the Southern California dealer for Hatteras now.
Oh, nice. No way. Cool.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Well-deserved, too. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's a great product. I mean, you guys all know the boats, and with everybody moving up right now and the way fishing's been, we're hoping they sell a couple of them this year.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome news. Congratulations. And you're right, Pete. That's well-deserved.
Yeah, and you still are, of course, the regulator, that incredible center console that you regular dealer there, right?
Yep. We're still selling and ordering regulators. And, in fact, Mike and I are going back east to Virginia Beach next week to sea trial all their new models. They came out with a new 31 that's supposed to be incredible.
Nice. That'll awesome. Be fun. And Kustler, of course, sells new and used yachts. Any used ones on the horizon here that our listeners might be interested?
We got a great 68 Hatteras, Hammer Time. Some of the guys that are down in San Jose probably remember Hammer Time.
Oh, yeah.
It's up here right now. It's ready to go. And then, of course, we've always got a bunch of great sport fishers as well.
Yeah, small boats to big boats. You've got them at Kustler. And I tell you, Pete was the one that helped me buy my boat. And he the cool thing about dealing with Pete and Mike at Kustler Yachts is they'll tell you this isn't your boat.
Yeah.
They won't say, oh, yeah, buy this boat. If it's not the right boat,
buy this boat so I can get a commission check.
Exactly.
That's
no,
not
they
how
don't
that's
do
not
that.
How they roll.
They find you your boat, and then they say, this is the boat you want. And that's the
yeah,
cool
I don't
want
to hear about it after the fact.
Yeah, for sure. You've got a reputation to hold, right? For
that's
sure.
Cool, Pete.
All right, Pete. Well, congratulations. Hatteras dealer at Kustler Yachts are right there at the Konakai Resort, right there in front of the Dockmaster's office there at Kustler Yachts. Or how do we find you? Want to look up some of your boats or website or give a call to Pete Giacalone?
All right, you guys can get online at www.kustleryachts.com or give me a call on my cell, 619-992-8194.
All right, KUSLER, kustleryachts.com. You can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup website, too. Pete, we'll see you very soon. Congratulations.
Awesome.
See you, Pete.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Kenny? Kenny's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. I had a question about doing turnarounds on the half-day trips there. But first, I had a comment about your jackpot guy that called in a little while ago. I've been fishing the half-days and the three-quarter days around here ever since I've been a little kid. And I've always learned those jackpots, I always just return back to the boat, you know. Those guys work their butts off and really deserve it, you know. My half-day turnaround trip, the half-days around here, they usually just, if you do a turnaround the same day, you know, you usually get a little bit of a discount. Does that go with you guys, too?
Yeah, absolutely. We do that. So if you buy a ticket in the morning or, you know, if you're on the boat in the morning, the re-ride price on the Daily Double right now is $24.
Wow, cool. What a deal.
I didn't know that. That's
so
awesome.
So we always talk
about
that.
If you have a good day and you can't get enough, you want to go turn around and go back right back out?
Yeah, $24. It's you've committed to 6 hours. Do you want to commit to six more? And six more hours for $24, you know, that pencils out to $4 an hour, and that's some pretty good entertainment.
Good.
And the thing that I always point out, we carry a lot of people from out of town. You know, there's people with rental equipment, and they've bought a one-day fishing license. And Point Loma Sport Fishing lets them keep using the rod.
Oh, that's cool.
So they don't have to rent the rod again. They don't have to pay the state the fishing luxury tax of $15. They already pay that for the day, so you're good to go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good idea.
That's cool.
All right, Kenny, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kustler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kustler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Konakai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. I'm telling you, Rick had the Power Pro advantage at Cedros, right, Rick?
Oh, man, Super 8 Slick Power Pro. We've been talking about it for a long time. There is not a better casting line, I'm certain of it, than that Super 8 Slick. It's an 8-carrier braid, so it's very round. It's just like they say, it's slick. Comes off the reel so nice. That's all I fished with on our Corrado 300s when we were bass fishing at Cedros. Thousands upon thousands of casts. The line doesn't hang up. It doesn't knot up. There's no wind knots you have to deal with. I am certain for repetitive casting with swim baits or jigs or anything like that, it's the best casting braid out there. I absolutely love it.
Power Pro Super 8 Slick. It's kind to your hands,
exactly.
Too. That's the other thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, for sure. Check it out at your local tackle store, Power Pro Super 8 Slick.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Fred Huber. But before we jump back into those phones, I got to tell you about the 33rd annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament. It's benefiting kids fishing programs August 20th to the 21st. They have huge payouts through fifth place. But the big thing coming up is Thursday, October the 4th at the Bally High Restaurant at 7 p.m., the one and only. Dave Hansen is going to be the guest speaker at the Big Fish Kickoff. You can sign up for the tournament there. And best of all, you can get Pepe's awesome fish tacos for a buck. Yeah,
that's cool.
So that's Thursday, August 4th, 7 o'clock at the Bally High. Dave Hansen for the Big Fish Tournament, San Diego Rod and Reel Club Big Fish Tournament Kickoff.
Which that will be as much fun information-wise as it is entertainment-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave does a good job when he's speaking about something like that. That'll be
no
a fun
question.
One for sure. Well, the phones are literally packed solid. If you want to get through the best line right now, back to the toll-free number. That's the only open line. That's 877-792-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Rick. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. Quick question. We got the yellowtail up here on Catalina in Channel Islands, but the small amount of bait they're getting at the receivers, they're not selling it to us guys on, you know, our private boats. What would be a good substitute for live bait?
Move to San Diego.
Yeah, right.
Get an Everingham Brothers.
Yeah.
If I make a move, it's out of state.
Yeah. That's a tough one, Rick. You know, we're very blessed up and down the coast to have several very good bait haulers, including the Everingham Brothers. But, that's not a good situation up there in Ventura, I guess, is what you're saying.
No, I was up at Channel Islands. I was going to do an overnighter,
And rather than make my own bait, and by the time I got over to Channel Islands with no bait, I never saw one bait ball over there. But Ventura, I called them the other day, and the guy says, yeah, I got 90 pounds of bait. They're saving it all for their charters. They're not selling it to those private boaters. So yeah. I'm looking for a substitute for live bait because the yellowtail are there.
Yeah.
Rapala X-Rap 20.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be my substitute.
What color?
The mackerel or a blue or a sardine or anything that's
green mackerel, blue mackerel,
appropriate bait fish.
Rapala X-Rap 20.
Yep.
It's such a killer.
Okay, X-Rap 20.
Yeah, Rapala X-Rap 20.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's
right,
the one. Troll that about 7 knots, would you say, Rick?
Yeah, perfect.
And you'll get them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if there's a big volume of fish around, it's undeniable how effective those things are.
Okay.
For sure.
Because we've the last big bite before somebody ran into my engine on the 405, we're trolling mackerel real slow, and we're slaughtering them. So, yeah, I should have thought of that. Okay, thanks.
Have a good time, Rick. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go up to Alaska. I think he's still in Alaska. Dave Dolan, our good buddy, is up there. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, Dave from ANSA is now Dave in Homer, Alaska.
Homer.
Yeah, my wife and I,
nice.
We're on a 3-month-long RV trek through Alaska. It's a repeat of a trip we did 3 years ago. It was a trip of a lifetime then, and it's the same way now. This place is incredible up here. For anybody that's interested about driving up to Alaska, it is drivable, but you need to have a lot of time, and it's not a trip for the faint of heart or the meek. There's no 7-Elevens, and you're going to be a long ways away from 911 if you need them. But to do the trip, though, it's just incredible. You're going to see scenery through the Yukon and Alaska that nothing in the lower 48 can touch. It's really quite the trip.
Are all the roads paved on the way up?
Well, they're paved all the way, but they're always going to be under repair because they do take quite a beating during the winter time. So you are going to have, you know, gravel stretches where they're working on it, but they do get right on it, though, and it's drivable in any kind of a vehicle. But you're probably going to sacrifice your windshield because it does kick up rocks, and I got to stress, you got to have a lot of time for it, too. This place is so big up here, it can make a person from Texas feel humble. It's that big.
Yeah,
that's cool, Dave.
Yeah. But
you see any ice road truckers on there?
Say again?
You see any ice road truckers going by?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I've got a world of respect for these truck drivers up here. The size of some of these tankers, big trucks on these windy roads, it's just amazing. But they're all safe drivers, and I can just imagine what they go through in the wintertime. But I said it's quite an experience.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, but anyhow, I know this is a fishing show. I'll give you a quick report on that. We've spent over a month now here on the Kenai Peninsula, and the whole key to fishing here is mobility because the salmon runs, they go from place to place. You've got to be able to hit it when they're running. Spent about 10 days in Seward, Alaska during the sockeye run, did real well there fishing there. Went on to Soldotna on the Kenai River. That's like the epicenter for salmon fishing and on the Kenai. Feels like half of Anchorage comes down for that run. Unfortunately, it was a little bit late. We waited it out for 2 weeks. It was pretty slow, but what do you know, 2 days after we left, it kicked in. But here in Homer right now, this is the halibut capital of the world, they call it. And I've been out on a couple charters, and the halibut are so thick, it's almost like trying to get a bait down through a school of mackerel. They're just thick down there. So been having a great time, great fishing, and you know, right now I'm looking over beautiful Kachemak Bay at glacier-covered mountains. It's a million-dollar view everywhere you look up here.
Man, and get this. Dave is flying down in a few weeks here to host our 4-day Polaris Supreme trip in August. Right, Dave?
Yes, I'll be down for that. That's going to be quite a change of scenery going from this to fishing offshore there, but I'm sure looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah, be a good time.
Then I'll be flying back up here, and by the time we get back up here, we're going to kind of be turning around and heading south. But, you know, from where we're at, if we drive 400 miles a day, it'll take us 2 weeks to get home.
Whoa, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
All right, Dave. Well, we'll see you in August, and thanks for the check from Alaska
cool.
from your road trip. Very good job.
Oh.
Appreciate
okay,
the call this morning.
Great talking to you.
All right.
Good
you
for
too.
Dave, man. That's a cool trip.
Can you imagine?
No,
400
cannot.
Miles a day, it takes 2 weeks?
Nope.
That's a lot of driving.
I'm an airplane man myself.
Yeah, I'm you and me both, man. I'm sticking the airplane, for sure.
Let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Ruben from Echo Park, very patiently hanging in with us, Ruben. Thanks for giving this phone call this morning.
Hi, Ruben.
Yeah, I'm all on board for Pete for President. Hi, Rick.
Oh, God.
Hello, Fred. I just want to say how important that half-day fishing is. I had a conversation with Paul Strasser the other day when he had the Independence up here, and I probably fished with him over at least over 100 times on that half-day boat, and how important that half-day fishing is to the community. I met friends on that half-day fishing that have lasted me decades. So I just want to say thank you, Fred, for running that operation. I look forward to going fishing with you. And, you know, that half-day fishing means a lot to a lot of people.
Well said, man. That's awesome, Ruben.
Really a good job there, Ruben. Thanks, except for the Pete for President. I don't like that idea at all. Hey, Ruben, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dale in Riverside, you're up next on Let's Talk. What's up, Dale?
You don't want that job. That's for sure.
Hey, I just have a request. I've been going out on the party boats in Southern California for quite a few years now, and what I was wondering is if they could ever get a fish finder monitor back on the deck where the passengers could see it.
You know, that's something, you know, we've thought about, we talked about.
Kind of a cool idea.
You know, it could be done. I know that there's probably a way of hooking it up and having a remote, you know, that would wire down into the galley, and it could be there. The thing about that, though, you know, the downside to that, it's like, you know, the, quote, fish finder is not the only thing that we look at. I mean, there is an instinct within every sport boat captain. There are things he's seen with his eyes. There's a million things that go into the formula as to whether or not you move, as to whether or not, and boy, you give an armchair quarterback a little bit of information, and, you know, why aren't we moving the boat? I'm looking at the fish finder. I don't see anything. So, you know, not to undermine you, but, you know, a little bit of information can be dangerous.
That's a good answer.
But a novel idea, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, there's a lot of things for our our comfort and giving the passengers, you know, something else to think about and look at. What I'd rather have that remote camera on the top of the wheelhouse and having a live feed can make it out on the boat, you can sit at home and look at the internet
someday, right?
See the stream. You know, it's I tell my son Philip, when he's my age, boy, things are going to be different. Okay. You know, every boat will have a drone. Every boat will, you know, have a way of sending a drone out and looking for fish. And, you know, technology is just amazing. And my short little time, what I've seen change.
Changes fast.
I'm amazed.
There's a side-scanning sonar in the double now.
Yeah. How about that? This is a boat built in 1959, you said?
Yes.
And it has the modern-day side-scanning sonar.
You know, I will put more on that chart plotter GPS. I mean, that, you know, we've had that, and that's really a tool. That is amazing. You know, we used to, there's a wreck right on the border. It's the USS Hogan, and it was almost unfishable on a half day trip, a three quarter day local trip. You could do it. And, now it's a piece of cake. You know, I drive straight to it. I know if I'm on the north end of it, the south end of it, and I can anchor it up. And if I miss the anchor job, I know where I missed it. I can correct. And it's not a problem. We used to drive down to that thing, put a buoy on it. And, you know, if you missed on a couple, three anchor jobs, you're done. Where now it's like, don't give it a second thought.
X marks the spot, drop the anchor, catch your bass.
There you go. Cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good suggestion.
How about next up, we talk to Ron, who's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Good show. Hey, I wanted to bring up, I just got back from a multi-day trip, and We have a trolling rotation that we go by when we're trolling. However, we don't have a bait tank rotation.
I got called a hog a couple of times because I'm on point and ready to fish. How do you, what's the protocol at the bait tank?
Good question.
When you get a jig strike or the captain slows the boat down, he turns on a kelp paddy. I mean, I like to fish.
You don't want to be that guy, though, but you want to get your fishing time in.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got somebody sitting in a chair over there in the shade calling you a hog, you know, and it's like, well, hold on here, get up and fish.
Yeah, good point. Fred?
That's your answer, man.
Yeah. Huh. You know, your stature and how you hold yourself, I don't know. I mean, is there some truth to it? You know, maybe. Ask yourself. But, you know, as the captain of the boat, I want to see somebody get a bait in the water. You know, I'm going to applaud.
Yeah.
I'm going to applaud your efforts.
Better than the guy in the seat, right?
Yeah, and if somebody's, you know, sour grapes. But, you know, somebody's critical of me, you know, I stop and look at myself, too. So, you know, maybe offer to help them out. It's like, you know what, I'll tell you what, I'll bait your hook first, and I'll hand you the rod, and, you know, then I'll take care of myself. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I always tell my passengers, it's like, hey, this is a team effort. It's us versus the fish, and, you know, as long as you're considerate to other people's space, and you're working together, you know, I applaud it. You know, if the guy's a sour grapes, he's a sour grapes. But, you know, maybe if you are
intrusive. You should take up golf, right? All right. Good point, though, Ron. Keep it up. Go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's talk to another guy that knows a little bit something about fishing out there. Gary Black is
online.
One
of the legends here. Gary Black, good morning.
Fred, you don't know the name of your boat? When it was built and a contest was held, and it was named the Mission Queen. And the one that's Mission Bell, they had two boats named Mission something, but yours was the Mission Queen. And when the Albacore came in close, they put bunks on that upper deck and a canvas canopy over it. And Joe Dunn was running it for Albacore for a while.
Come on.
No
on the Daily Double?
Gary, I've heard that story.
Yeah, it was built as a Mission Queen, and I believe it wasn't Islandia. It was Mission Bay Sport Fishing, and Seaforth had just opened.
Yeah.
Wow.
It had just opened.
And that's like in the early 60s, Gary?
Both of yes.
Yeah.
I just started working at Seaforth, but we went out after Albacore when they came in close, and so did Joe and the Mission Bell, and we really caught heck from the landing for doing it. We were running half day fishing Albacore.
How about upstairs bunks with a canvas with a
canvas
cover?
Boy,
and then when Albacore was over, they'd take them off and put them away.
Well, that was the days they used to put 105 people on the qualifier 105, right?
Oh, that only happened once.
Oh, okay.
I drew the line.
Yeah, that was it. Huh? One time.
Cool story, Gary.
Yeah, that's a great
story. Okay, but no, it's true. I'm not making it up. It was a Mission Queen.
That's right.
Okay, Fred, good talking to you.
All right, Gary, I gotta know, when are we going to see Albacore again?
Gosh, the charts are so weird out there. I mean, it's I don't know. I know it started very early up north. My buddy came in the end of June with 28-ton, two guys jigging, the end of June off the Columbia River. And it's kind of normal up there, but down here, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a comment, to tell you the truth.
All right. I figured maybe you'd give us some insight.
Wise
from
man
one
right
of the
there.
Legends.
Wise man.
Yeah. All right. Gary Black, one of the legends in the business. I know you're a big Let's Talk Hookup listener, and we sure appreciate your input. Anytime, okay. Gary. Thank you.
I got to get on Fred for not knowing that.
Gary, you make me feel young. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Talk to you soon.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Arnie calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, awesome show this morning, guys. And I just want to give a big ass shout out to Fred. You know, you guys have a great operation. Every time I go on a boat, I don't seem to fish with you, Fred. I'm always fishing with Carl, and they always take great care of me. And it's kind of nice because my uncle was a longtime fisherman on that boat, Henry Shimada.
Oh, sure.
And it was really cool because the first time I went on the boat, and I introduced myself to some of the passengers, and they remembered my uncle. A lot of them were. You got a lot of people that fished that boat for many, many years.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate the kind words. You know, our mission statement has always been to show people a good time. You know, I kind of tell my crew, it's like our cargo, we're not about fishing. We're about showing people a good time. And, you know, the easiest way to do it is to catch them a bunch of fish. But people can still be mistreated having caught fish. So people is our cargo. People is what we take care of.
There you go.
Arnold. Yeah, and I tell you, my uncle will probably really be happy to see all this calico going on.
Oh,
right,
he
now.
Would. Oh, he'd be out of his mind right now.
That was his favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Arnie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And having Arnie's call reminded me we haven't talked about our big event coming up 1 week from today.
From today.
Yeah, a week from today. It's going to be our San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast because Arnie's always there and he's shooting great pictures,
yeah.
And we use a lot of his pictures. Saturday, August 6th, it's a week from today at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Your next chance to qualify for the Big Grand Prize. That's a four-day fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. It's our trip next July. You have a spot for one that includes round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. Hey, you know, Alaska's allotted a lot of great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. Sign up for the best award-winning mileage program in the business on AlaskaAir.com. You can click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and join. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels, not just Shimano rods and reels,
Trinidad A's,
rods, Maui Jim sunglasses, the prize cowboy, Gary's going to be there. Ton of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make the cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all the prizes, including that grand prize to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Check the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules, details. We'll see you a week from today at 7 a.m. at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Look forward to
That's
it.
That's always a fun spot. And Steve's such a great host.
Awesome.
It's one of my favorites.
And Conway Bowman is going to be our guest
along
with Steve. So
awesome.
Talk about legends. Woo!
That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Bob, calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Hi, Bob.
In years past, I know when we've had these El Ninos, it's taken a toll on the kelp. Fred, what have you noticed? Have you noticed any difference in the density of the kelp since the water temperatures have been shooting up in the mid-70s?
Oh, absolutely. Two years of El Nino, that canopy has really been trimmed back. We were talking about that earlier, how we're able to get a lot deeper back into what traditionally has been a pretty thick canopy. Now, there's still kelp there. It's just not that big surface mat, and it is absolutely weak and weakened, and, boy, we get a huge swell come through. It will probably get trimmed back even more. But, you know, with that said, there's no plant on the face of the planet that grows quicker than kelp.
2 feet a day.
Yeah, up to 2 feet a day in good condition. So, you know, I've seen it come and go in my career fishing Point Loma. I've seen it come and go, and it will come back.
Yeah.
We're able
to
take
it back this winter.
Yeah. We're able to take advantage of things that we have not been able to fish in quite a while. And, you know, I feel so lucky to get to experience the, you know, year in and year out what I get to see.
What you're saying, go fishing on the Daily Double now because it's as good as it gets.
I'm having fun.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who else is going to have fun because they're going to get to go fishing aboard the Double. We're giving away half-day passes for two. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of those half-day passes for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Jack in Ontario. Jack, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Fred and the boys in the Double.
Fred, great show,
yeah,
man.
Great job.
So much going on. With so much excitement going on in the middle of the summer here. Does it get any better than this? Go fishing on the Daily Double, Fred. How do we do it?
We are operating out of Point Loma Sport Fishing in San Diego Bay, Point Loma Sport Fishing. .com on the internet. Also, you can call them at 619-223-1627. You know,
you can make reservations right online, right?
Yeah, reservations online. You can pay online. I wouldn't mind throwing my number out there, too. Sure. If you want to call me directly, 619-726-2210. I have the landing give out my cell phone number. I might as well, too.
Okay.
You know, I tell the landing, it's like passengers that want to complain about the bait or if they want to book a $4,000 charter, just have them call me. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Want to talk about best methods for calicos, whatever.
And deal with our customers. Yeah, I'm happy
to. Fantastic,
so.
Fred. Keep up the great work, and thanks for introducing so many people to fishing.
Thank you,
Pete. We really appreciate
Rick.
It. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Dale Hightower and Jerry Benedicto, the boss from back east, from Seaguar Fluorocarbon, are going to be right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mighty 1090.